Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 26th day in May of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, hopefully the back half of your work week. And we're going to get started with a privacy browser. There's a privacy browser known as Tor, or the Onion Router, that is supposed to keep your internet traffic safe from prying eyes. And there's a version of the Tor web browser built on the Mozilla Firefox framework and something called Tails 5.0. Now, if the Tor browser is not secure or private enough for you, you may be using Tails, which is a Linux-based operating system designed to help increase your privacy and security. And unfortunately, the Tor browser in Tails is flawed. There are two flaws, CVE-2022-1802, which is a flaw in the top-level await implementation, and also CVE-2022-1529, which is an untrusted input used in a JavaScript in object indexing. Now, the reason these matter is because users of Tails 5.0 and the associated Tor browser may believe that they're being super secure, but unfortunately, they're leaking their personal details and data potentially to criminals who can exploit these flaws. Now, Tails 5.0, which is the latest release of Tails, has failed to update these vulnerabilities, despite the fact that Mozilla pushed a patch this month. And so what you need to know is that, yes, there are tools like Tails and Tor that seem fantastic. Sometimes they need to be patched and updated in order to keeping you safe. We're going to move on to criminals that are trying to steal your data. There is a very notorious group that's been active for at least 8 years, known as Group TMT, and they are assessed to operate out of Nigeria, and they conduct BEC, or business email compromise attacks, trying to scam victims out of thousands of dollars, pretending to be companies and getting funds destined for those companies and laundering the money. Well, the Nigerian police force have arrested the suspected leader of TMT that goes by the name of Silver Terrier. Now, the group goes by Silver Terrier. We don't know the name of this individual, but this arrest comes after a year-long investigation called Operation Delilah. So what you need to know is that police in Nigeria, much like police around the world, are trying to track down on these cyber criminals who are trying to steal your money. And while Nigerian police are arresting individuals, some groups elsewhere are shutting down to avoid the heat or the potential to be arrested. The Versus Marketplace, which is one of the largest criminal dark web marketplaces in the English-speaking world, has shut down. And this follows last week's exposure of Versus Marketplace's, quote, poor security that was provided on Dread, another dark net website that's designed to social media for these individuals that operate on the dark web, usually for criminal or nefarious purposes. Now, Versus shutting down is actually pretty good because it's really popular for selling drugs, hacking services, and getting stolen payment cards. In other words, it facilitates illegal activity and lots of further cyber crime. And it's really smart on the part of the operators because while there's no known theft or sort of exposure or reporting them to the police, the operators must have assumed that Dread Marketplace or the social media sites contained on Dread could have revealed details that may have outed one or two, maybe all of the members or operators of Versus Marketplace to law enforcement. And so shutting down helps them disperse, avoid being arrested, but for you, the average person, in the short term, it means that there should, until there are alternatives established, less cybercrime. We're going to end today not on cybercrime, but on the Federal Trade Commission, who is fining a company for illegal activity. The FTC has fined officially, and there's been a settlement between the FTC and Twitter, the giant social media site. Now, Twitter is paying $150 million for conducting illegal activity involving the sale of your phone numbers and email addresses. Now, if you enabled two-factor authentication, which I highly recommend you do, unfortunately, Twitter collected your phone number and email address and then turned around and used that phone number and email address for targeted advertising. In other words, because you use 2FA or MFA on Twitter, you're getting ads that you didn't previously want and you have no control over it. Now, especially in the state of California, who has more stringent privacy laws than other places in the United States, as well as GDPR, the privacy law governing all of Europe, this is illegal. You have to have the right to know how your data is being used when it is collected. And because Twitter did not inform over 140 million users that the information that they were using, allegedly to protect their accounts, was going to be used also to sell services to them, they are being fined. So if you got advertising and you don't know where it came from, it may have come from your 2 or MFA data that you provided Twitter. That's illegal. Twitter's paying the price so that future companies or just future operations within Twitter are more conscious of your data privacy. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Thursday. It's a holiday weekend, so we're going to have a long one and see you all the way around on Tuesday. So until then, stay safe, stay strong, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Full Circle Everest, which is an all-black climbing team. And on 12 May, they reached the pinnacle of climbing, summiting Mount Everest. Now, this matters because prior to this, only 10 black individuals previously made the summit, only one of them from the United States. And so this group, Full Circle Everest, increases the diversity of individuals that have summited the highest peak on planet Earth. Not only did they accomplish this based on their race, but also based on their backgrounds, being professors, being scientists, being war veterans, being climbing experts and filmmakers. So to you, Full Circle Everest team, a sincere and grateful tip of the cap for not only your courage, your dedication, your training, and your physical efforts, but for showing that such a diverse group can add to the number of people capable of such a surmountable feat. So, again, sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on climbing.